I love that new logo. What is up, everybody? Welcome. It's Tuesday night. It's great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys. It's me, the OG Fig Kid. Joining me as usual, this guy.
Mr. Yeet.
Oh,
Mr.
No.
Yeet.
No Yeet.
Yeet, Yeet, Yeet. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another awesome episode of the Fig Guys. We're rocking live here on a Tuesday night. Tom, how the hell are you doing, bud?
I am tired, but I'm good. I mean, it's Tuesday night and it's Fig Guy time. I got to be doing great, right? We're here to talk about wrestling figures. It's the best time of the week.
You got to perk up.
Yeah,
it's hard to perk up.
Last week, I'm so exhausted today. I don't know why.
It is a very sluggish Tuesday here. It's snowing.
I haven't had like 2 days off in a row in 3 weeks because I picked up days at work and I traded this week so I could be off on Saturday to watch Money in the Bank on Saturday live.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't wait to have, I have 4 days off in a row this weekend. So I am very excited about that.
And he got some good wrestling.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Which means we got a good paper figs next week.
I can't. Oh, that's true. Good point. I can't wait to see what's going to happen this weekend at Money in the Bank. I don't even know what happened on Raw last night, so don't give me any spoilers because I plan on watching it tonight as soon as we get off of here. I don't know who the last person is in either of the Money in the Bank matches. Like, I don't know how. I haven't had it spoiled. I should shut off the comments now that I'm saying all this before somebody decides to ruin it on me. But I just want to just, we got Mo the Fig God in the chat, and I just want to like just send out a message of love and tell him, like, we know the pain of losing such a beloved pet. Me and you have both been through it, and it's just terrible. So we're thinking of you, buddy.
Absolutely.
And your dog, absolutely beautiful, that picture you shared on Instagram. So very, very lucky you were, as was she. So
our little fur babies are life, you know. So
yeah, it's I always say this. I always say that it sucks that they can't be in our lives forever, but at least they get us forever, so...
Yeah.
And that's one way to look at it. You have to look at it.
That's the only way to look at it.
It is. It really is. It's never easy.
It's the worst, but our heart and love goes out to you, buddy.
100%.
It's a rough one. Yeah.
Mother Fig God, one of the good guys here. He's always there for us. And
we love Mo.
We just love Mo. We really do. We love our followers. So
we do.
Our friends. I don't like to call them followers.
I don't like calling them followers either.
And no, they're friends. They're just friends here. That's what we're here for. So
100%. Well, not without spoilers. Dude, yesterday, CM Punk and AJ Styles shared the ring for the first time
in 21
years. 21
years.
It's crazy. 2004, dude. That's insane.
Wow.
What a cool encounter it was.
Once the wife and Dashie goes to bed, I'm going to come down and work on some reels for the week and put it on my 75-inch TV and relax, and then I'll watch it after that. So
that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But
what else is going on?
What else is going on? Not much else is going on. I'm getting ready for, you know, the weekend. I got to work 3 days. So I work tomorrow and then through Friday, and then I'm off.
That's good.
I got to do a live unboxing. I'm going to do an exclusive live unboxing on TikTok this week, guys, because I've been reading how TikTok really pushes your account once you start going live on there, and you can start monetizing it. So I think we'll see what I show and what we got this week, and then I'll pick some of that stuff to go live with, and I'll post it up on social media. Wow.
Just like, as you said it, I was just looking at my little tower of... boxes next to me. And that's funny because I got two of them now because I still have stuff that I haven't unboxed since I had to move the table and get the whole new background going. And
well, I made up for it this week. I had no figures last week. I think I didn't buy anything. I got 11 figures this week. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
you're like the Bill Gates of collecting in June.
I got 11 figures a week. What's up, Don the Bomb Smith? He's probably high off of that. Leaping Lanny Poffo. I still
can't wait till he smells
Lanny
it.
Poffo LJN. So, and he can come with a frisbee in his hand. So,
yeah. Oh,
wow,
dude,
what's
crazy.
Up, Russell? Only up, the Russell? Good one is here. Tyson's here. So many people joining in the chat.
What's tonight. Up,
are you ready for an episode of Fig Guys, guys? Like, listen, tonight's episode, as usual, brought to you by Ringside Collectibles, WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done here, listening to everything we have to talk about and show off, head on over to Ringside right there.
Yeah. When you're
placing your order, just put those seven letters in, Fig Guys. You'll get 10% off.
And guys, EW Unrivaled 15 just dropped.
Yeah. And
it was funny because it's still Memorial Day sale, too.
I think that's down from there now. So.
That was last year.
But head on over there and place yourself an order. It's always a good time to order from Ringside Collectibles, right? I love Ringside.
Yeah, absolutely. Love Ringside.
I had an order come this week. You'll see. You'll see in just a little bit. Oh. I got three brand spanking new figures. So, and I acknowledge you. Talking about Ringside, I had Dash ask me for the code. I told him it's Fig Guys. I think he went to go order me a Father's Day gift. So,
ooh, that's always fun.
Yeah, it is.
Gotta love a good Father's Day gift.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially from Ringside. It's the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, guys, social media. We are at Official Fig Guys everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, X.
Right there.
Twitch.
Everywhere.
We don't do much on Twitch. We should start streaming some 2K25 on Twitch.
We're Twitching, though.
We're Twitching now, but we got to do some 2K25 we do with all the updates. And
hey, I feel like I bought the game and it's just that.
It's so good. I just like with the Vegas trip, once I got back, I never picked it up again. So I just got to pick it up again and start playing. Now it is.
It's hard once you put it down.
It is. Steph Vicara is in it now, who's now on Monday Night Raw and everything.
Yeah, so. Motor City Machine Guns just dropped.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of good stuff. I'm excited to see Motor City Machine Guns in a video game again.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the first time in a long time.
No, we didn't start early. You're just late as usual.
We started late today, actually.
Yeah, we did actually start a minute late, but
haven't even gotten the news yet. So that boom.
Yeah, but we don't talk about leaks here, but just out of respect to our friends at Mattel. Just so
yes. And I don't know if that, I don't think that's going to be what it is, but we'll save that for when it's announced.
I know what you're talking about, but I'll just say this one thing. I'm not going to mention it other than the fact I don't think it's a Comic-Con. I don't.
No.
But
I'm excited regardless.
And last but not least, the podcast, guys. Are you listening to us as a podcast? Maybe you guys here aren't, but if you don't get to stay the whole episode, when you're in the car or on the bus or wherever, just throw it on your phone. Go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Search Fig Guys. We're there. And I know I keep asking you, if you haven't done so yet, please leave us a review. It helps so much. It really does with the algorithms. So leave a review. And if you already left one, leave another. That doesn't hurt.
Leave another. Yeah. I like something
fine
that
with
much.
The comments. We you're absolutely fine with your comments.
No, you can comment. So,
yeah.
We're just going to nonchalantly comment about.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
But yes, I think I am thinking what I think you think you're thinking.
Anyway, we got some news. We got a bunch of news today. We got some video game news in there too. What do you say? You're ready to, thank you, Russell. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Five star. Hell yeah.
Our new news bumper from last week. If you haven't seen it yet, check this one out.
What?
Hey, who's the news brought to us by today?
Oh, my good. Well, let me tell you who the news is brought to you by. The news is brought to all of us by Figures Toy Company. If you guys are trying to fill out the rest of your collection, I mean, they have toys and stuff like that, too. They have toys of fans. You guys can put live fans in your arena and party with them. It's really cool. I like the accessory packs. They got foam fingers and stuff like that. But there's also
popcorn.
Popcorn. But there's so much more over at Figures Toy Company. And while you're there, you can use code OfficialFigGuys and save yourself that beautiful 10%. If you add them all up, we're saving people like 40% through all of our links. That's a good amount of savings.
What you did there.
Yeah. But guys, go check them out. Buy some cool stuff. I love the Stairs play set. I got to do another order for them too because they got so much up there. They even have. Did you see the crane for the figure photography?
Yes, I did.
Talk about a cool piece. It's a crane that attaches to your ring and holds the wiring, and it's adjustable, and that way you can make your big flips and your big dives, and it's awesome, man.
You know what I'm looking at? I sent you the message the other day from Loom Cube, those new lights.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could use that for people photography as well as like figure photography and everything, and I don't have a good set of lights anymore.
Yeah.
And they're very portable. So like if I need to go do an outdoor shoot and they're rechargeable.
I have nothing but great words to say about Loom Cube.
Yeah.
Love Loom Cube. It's all I use.
When I used to do photo shoots, like you would have the lights, but now they're LED, so they're on all the time. So you could actually see the lighting.
Yeah.
Like in real time, like instead of just when you snap it and then you have to look at it and everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love that. So technology,
the old flash bulb's got to be
100%.
Pain in the ass. 100%.
So I think I'm going to be getting those at some point. I keep looking at my Affirm and I'm like, don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You need to pay off 11 of your Affirms. So.
Thank you. Thanks for the reminder. I do need to pay off probably 11 of my Affirms. But
hey, listen,
don't check out Fingers Toy Company.
I'll still go to battle and say Affirms are way better than credit cards because at least you're buying it and you're picking a payment plan. You can pay it off in 6 months.
Yeah.
In 12 months. If you get a credit card and you just do monthly minimum payments, you're going to drown. So don't do that.
No, nobody likes drowning.
So
not during the summer.
Oh my God, I never even loaded the news. What the heck is wrong with me today?
He didn't load the news. It's the summer of funk.
I can't believe I didn't do that.
Good.
Hold on.
You see those little heads down there. That's part of the steps.
I am out of it today, guys. Like
it's okay.
I am so sorry. Here we go.
It's the change of month. It's that's what it is. You get that first funk of the month.
I miss May.
You miss May?
Yeah. I don't know.
May I miss me?
May I? Yeah, mother, you may. I don't know.
Okay.
What are we talking about anymore? What are we even talking about? I don't even think we know.
It's okay. That's when we're most entertaining.
Yeah, that's
hopefully
true. People say they love our chemistry, so.
Yeah, I failed at science. I don't know what the hell they're
talking
about.
Me too. Like, I don't get it. I didn't want to dissect no frog. I felt bad for the frog.
They wouldn't let us dissect things.
Oh, really? Oh, that's how old I am.
City schools, they don't let you play the sharp objects.
All right, the news is loaded. You guys ready for some news?
No bumper. Check it out here.
Why isn't it? Oh, wait, do I have to pick this one?
There we go. Hey,
is it there?
We're bigger. Yeah, it's there. You see it?
No,
I see it.
Well, as long as you can see it, I can't see the news.
How about give us a thumbs up in the chat if you guys can see it, because I could see it.
Yeah, this is a crazy episode today. Do you like
it? Is
StreamYard is being absolutely nutty for me. If you guys, somebody in the chat, tell me if you can see the picture of the news because I don't see it.
I hope so.
I just see me and Mike.
It's okay. I see. So I'm waiting.
What do you see on a picture, Mike? Tell me what you see.
I see. Do you want me to just start reading it off? I will gladly start reading it.
It's being seen by people. Thank you. Start reading it. Thank you.
We got a thumbs up. Appreciate you guys.
Thankfully, the only good one here.
Yes.
And to Belcaster's wife, she just texted, she can see it, so good.
Thank God somebody's watching. Calendar change alert. Oh, Wrestling DeLorean reposted today that June 6th WWE drop has been removed from the Mattel Creations calendar. However, the CM Punk is still scheduled for a beautiful, beautiful day, June 12th, for the best of the world. I'm excited about this.
I'm excited about that too.
Yeah. Could be it's a great punk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Any punk's a great punk. Let's be honest.
I'm here for Summer of Punk Figs.
Oh, my gosh. We got so many last year, or was it this year? And then it like just stalled on us. I need more.
Because now we're getting updated punk, not just remade punk.
Right. So true.
So I'm here for that. Let's start pumping them out, right? But this is interesting to see. We got an on sale time at 9 p.m. Pacific time.
I don't think that's been announced yet, Russell, whether it's a pre-sale or it's shipping right away. So
I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's going to be a pre-sale.
I'm hoping it ships right away, so I don't know.
I'm hoping when stuff ships right away, but
was there ever a less grouchy punk?
The less grouchy punk.
I guess
yes.
Now he seems less grouchy. Now that he's out of that, not working with the children anymore.
Yeah, he's not sharing a bank account with his mom. He's doing lots of good things. Mindy's is open on Tuesdays now.
Oh, I need to go to Mindy's.
He's watching. He's watching from Mindy's. That's what he does.
I'm coming to Chicago.
Does.
Get ready. We have to. We're going to Portillo's.
We love us good Portillo's. It is long hair punk. It's going to be... Yeah.
It's going to have his
luck,
punk, right?
Yeah, with the yellow trunks, right?
Yeah,
luck is for losers T-shirt, which is a fantastic.
I just got that shirt at Vegas.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah, it is. Take it in my closet. Yeah.
So, guys, keep your calendars marked. What is that, next week, right?
Yeah, Next week?
Next Thursday. Oh.
Oh, chocolate cake shake. I'm so coming to Chicago this year.
They're so good.
So
they are so good.
I'm leaving it's warm. Tequila Tom home now.
Tequila Tom can stay home. Right. No, I enjoyed Tequila Tom.
Many people did. All right. Are we ready to move on? You guys are gonna have to tell me if you see the graphic because I could load the next one, but I can't see.
Boom! New renders revealed. A main event series render of Penta has been announced and shown off, and is coming to Mattel. Zeta Miedo. This looks great. Love the light blue.
It's from his Royal Rumble appearance.
This gets gorgeous. I'd be here for it. And if we're not getting that AEW blue Penta. What a nice pat on the back here. This is good.
100%.
So I'm here for it.
Blue Penta fight Blue Tista. What a match that would be.
Yeah. So. Sign me up for that. I like the blue. Blue pops really well. It's very clean.
It really does. I agree. Yeah. I wish it was an elite. I really do.
I wish all the Pentas were elites.
Yeah. I get that. I mean,
but I'm
I
here for
every
it.
Figure. I wish every figure was an elite. Actually, me too. I wish every figure was an Ultimate Edition.
Well,
but then I couldn't be a completist anymore on Ultimate Editions.
If they were only making Ultimate Editions, though, we would be set.
OMG, I forgot about Tequila Tom. Holy cow, was that a hot mess, and it was amazing.
It was fun. We had a good time.
We were doing chops back and forth. They didn't hurt
us. We were.
So
keep an eye out for main event Penta coming soon. I love it.
I can't wait.
I need them all. Give me all the Pentas.
Might make me buy a main event figure.
Probably. I mean, I'd go all in on Penta figures.
Yeah, I like Penta. So many good ones.
Time to start.
Our buddy Magic did. So yeah.
We got spoiled with Penta figures.
We did. The Supreme, so good. The Supreme.
So good. Love it.
Let's move on to the next news.
Dun, 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 dun. We got SummerSlam shippers. Or shipping, arriving. They are popping up over at, what is this, Target? Yes, so we got Michael Craig over on the X. Shared that the SummerSlam display shippers are starting to show up at Walmart. Not Target, my man. But great. I love the little end cap shippers. I always miss them, though.
I just saw them on a Target, and I'll show you what I got from it this week in a little bit.
I can't wait to see. But yeah, man, these are great. Love seeing these. I always miss out on seeing them, though. It's the funniest thing, because like, oh, I'll catch it, like, 2 days later, I'm like, oh, I missed all the good toys. Yeah. Some good stuff. Get that new Rhea Ripley right there. Looking great.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Keep an eye out. Walmart.
Uh-oh. I feel a sneeze coming on. I've never sneezed on a show before.
He's going to sneeze. God.
He's gonna
Vince
sneeze.
Is going to fire you.
Yeah. I forgot about that. No sneeze. I'm trying to will it away.
It's okay.
So, all right.
Will it away like we're willing the shipper away because we're moving on to Demolition's WWE Legends contract details have emerged, saying that we are it's 6 years long and the deal could bring us figures of the Repo Man, Crusher, Khrushchev.
No, I can't Khrushchev. Say it.
I had it right the first time. It was okay.
Yes,
Rusev. There we go. We need Rusev and Khrushchev 2-pack. We got the Masked Superstar, the Machines. I would absolutely love it. I'll be happy if we just get Repo Man.
Oh, dude, I need Machines. Oh, the Giant Machine, the Big Machine.
Ooh.
What was the other machine? The Giant Machine, the Big Machine. And then there was a third one.
The Mean Machine.
I can't believe I can't remember. I mean, Tyson's got to know. OFG has got to know. I'm disappointing.
It would have been awesome if it was Mean Gene and he was the
Mean
Machine.
Was it Super Machine? Was it the Super Machine? Or am I just totally making that up?
Okay. Good question.
I don't know. I mean, why don't I just Google it? I have my computer right here.
I got the Googles.
And then there was like the Piper Machine. And then there was the Hulk Machine.
And there was one.
Where does it say?
Yes, I remember
Super Machine. Oh, it was the Super Big Machine. It was the Super Machine, the Big Machine, and the Giant Machine. Then it was like the Crusher Machine, the Captain Lou Machine, the Animal Machine, the Piper Machine. Dude, it should just, if they make the machines, they should come with some extra heads that you could just pop on your other figures, and then you can make any machine that you want.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So, get a machine series.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. Give me the machines. We already got the Andre Machine. Now Andre needs to re-sign a Legends deal and remake that in from the vault, because that figure disappeared so fast and I never got to buy a second one.
Yeah.
So,
dude, and, super
and it
fast.
Skyrocketed in price too, like instantly. Yeah, it did. So,
I'm here for it.
Yes, they were. It was Demolition Axe, aka the Mass Superstar. It was Andre the Giant, and Blackjack Mulligan was the big machine. So,
man, I'm here for it.
Absolutely,
all the machines.
I'm here for the machines.
Well, Moose, the machines. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
I'm just happy we're getting more Demolition figures.
Oh, I cannot wait. I want Ultimates.
I'll take a Repo Man.
Ultimates. Isn't that the... Don't wait. Aren't we going to talk about that later?
We will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back to our top five guys later. We're going to talk about our top five most
the
wanted
Fig Guys
Ultimate
five.
Edition. Yeah, the Fig Guys five.
Fig Guys five. We're rocking.
So we both picked five. I picked way more than five, and I was trying to narrow it down, so we'll talk about
I bounced a little bit, but... Did we'll be good. Yeah, right. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's go. All right, next.
Well, speaking of awesome things that are being included in the stuff, we got the WWE Supercard update, which has some terrifying news. We have Abyss has joined the Supercard mobile game. This is good signs of everything, right?
I mean, can
Abyss in a game? We can go.
We
maybe
start to talk about it a little bit and say, are we going to get an Abyss figure if he's in a WWE game?
I have a good feeling.
I hope it's on the table that we could get an Abyss figure.
Give me a whole wave of just one TNA run. We could do Joe Hendry. We could do Abyss. We could do Motor City Machine Guns.
Ooh.
Oh. So. Slap a New Jack for no reason. Oh.
We can get AJ Styles TNA figures.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't even think about that. There's
so many other ones we could get.
Turning me the Vince Beam book fall back in my chair right I would love it. That would be so, so good. I'm here for it. Sign me up for all the Abyss figures, all the Abyss video game characters.
Yeah.
Abyss was very awesome.
Oh, my God. Put Abyss in WWE 2K26. There you go.
He's coming.
Is he?
Yeah, he's part of the July DLC.
Oh, figures got to be coming in.
Right, of course. He was the big reveal. Then New Jack was on the same list, and everybody was like, "No,
wow, yeah." Listen, give me Jimmy Snuka. If we could get New Jack, I want Jimmy Snuka.
I mean, never say never.
We could have a whole line with. I won't go there. That's next.
Yeah. Yes, but keeping up with the video game news, we go from WWE Supercard to WWE in our houses. We got.
Ooh, I didn't do that.
It's all good. If I could control it, I totally would. No, we are getting a throwback.
So hard
because
not seeing the images.
It's beautiful, I know. But we got this awesome, awesome arcade cabinet coming to WWE WrestleFest. All Arcade is on its way and is coming this fall as a part of the Arcade Classics line. I mean, this is a absolute must for anybody. This is so good.
This is one of my favorite arcade games ever. I just remember like going just to play this game. It was so good.
Yeah.
I always wished I could have it at home. And guess what? How much do you think something like this is going to run?
It's got to be like $500.
Oh, shit. Really?
Probably $600.
Oh, don't make it go up. Say $400.
Well, I bought the Simpsons arcade machine. That was like $499.
Like, do you have to assemble it yourself?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's got a screen and it's all wired up, but you have to drill all the pieces together.
I have to use a drill?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have to. You can use a screwdriver.
I'll use a drill.
Yeah, I don't like turning, so the hands work up. But this is awesome. Happy to see this finally coming back, and which means I believe everybody on the WrestleFest roster.
I was gonna mention it.
Have a Legends deal if they're able to reproduce something of this magnitude.
And that means right on top, you see Telemike.
Oh, I see a little bit of Legion of Doom, if you will.
Oh,
I'm here for it.
Baby.
Which means we're that much closer to getting LOD 2000. The gear was phenomenal. I need it.
It wasn't no. OFG, can you drive to his house and smack him in the back of his head?
They look cool. They had biker helmets. They're toyetic as hell. Still had the shoulder pads.
No, that wasn't my Road Warriors. No.
Oh, they were
no.
so good.
No.
They were the gimmick wasn't good, or the storylines behind it was terrible, but I still loved the gear.
Ugh. No.
Peak Sunny.
Road yep. Warriors. Legion
100%. Peak Sunny.
I mean, yes. Now Sunny is just sitting in a dark room somewhere behind bars. So
she lights up every room she walks into, though.
Not anymore. Not anymore. There's just a dark rain cloud above her everywhere.
Prison's a scary place. I'm sure she's still pretty bubbly there. I'm pumped. This looks great. I can't wait to get it.
I mean, I'm getting it. Absolutely. I need this. I absolutely need this. Yeah. Oh, my
God. It's like the rug in the Big Lebowski. It really ties the room together.
I need somebody to come and put it together for me.
Well, hey, I'm just playing right away.
Remember, like, it was like when I was first talking to you, and I was putting my chair together. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, I hate that.
That was fun.
No, it was not fun. Putting things together as a guy with ADHD is never fun.
Yeah. What kind of IKEA arcade cabinet is that? that's not fair. You don't even get meatballs. What a shame.
Meatballs.
Yeah, IKEA sells meatballs.
IKEA sells meatballs?
They have a whole little restaurant in the middle of the whole place.
Really?
Yeah. Decent meatballs, too. No, they're Swedish.
The ones I make.
Swedish meatballs. They're Swiss.
I love Swedish meatballs. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and it's the only thing you buy there that doesn't come with instructions. It's great.
Oh, I love meatballs. So. And I make the best meatballs.
I love meatballs.
All right.
All right. Well, we got last but least, we got some grapplers and gimmicks. And boy, we are hitting hard on the gimmicks because it's time to get extreme. Because we got this awesome, awesome Sandman tease. I mean, this is a reveal. This isn't even a tease. This looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not one for the retros that much anymore. But
no, me either.
If we start doing the ECW... there might be a problem. This looks awesome. Super, super, so good.
I mean, we got the other one coming from Zombie, right? We ordered that. It hasn't arrived yet.
No, I think those are shipping now.
Wasn't that 4th of July, like last year or something?
Maybe. I think it was before the 4th of July.
Right. Didn't he come in 4th of July gear, though? Isn't it Red, White,
yeah,
and Zombie? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he wrestled in it, so it's accurate, but.
Okay.
This looks cool. I'm here for it. Yeah.
I can't wait to see his 6-inch figures.
I can't wait to see him either.
Yeah, and Riddick.
Yeah, no, I was going for it. He's got a pull up right now. That's asking, do you guys prefer it with or without the tattoo?
Did he have the tattoo in ECW?
He did. New ECW. He did.
Oh.
Yes.
Then I would say no. Then Classic Sandman wouldn't have it.
But he is wearing the new ECW shirt.
Okay. OFG says yes. He wants a
win. With the gear, with the look they're going for, I'd say yes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it though. It's cool.
It is cool.
Sign me up.
All right.
Sign me up. Grapplers and gimmicks. Keep an eye out. Go over. Vote tattoo or no tattoo. I'm voting tattoo.
I would vote tattoo, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Deep vein, boss. Deep vein.
All right. What do we look like now? Because I can't see us.
Well, you're here.
Why am I not being able to see us?
You need to reboot.
I don't even know if I have the right friggin' thing up right now to see it. Oh,
you're good. I see you.
But how do we look? Am I like, I don't know if I have the right box selected of us.
We look normal.
We look normal.
Yes, okay. We're little squares. Little squares.
Little squares. Wait, what do we look like squares, now? Is this better?
Those are terrible. We're separated.
Okay. Oh, this is the three-way dance is the way
to Yeah.
Play. Okay.
There was like a gap.
I don't know.
Like,
and I can't reboot in the middle of the show, so.
You cannot, unless we're doing unboxing with us, but don't do that yet, because
No.
We're almost there.
It's time for the Ringside Roundup. As I said before, Ringside, our friends here, they sponsor our show, and just head on over there, wrestlingfigures.com, ringsidecollectibles.com, place yourself an order, 7 letters, figguys, will save you 10% every time. So
yes.
What are you waiting for? Go place the order
to get paid.
Yes. And now I should probably load up the right graphic for this, right? Because I am not with it today.
Graphic schmaffix. We'll blame it on StreamYard. It's, now is they're it having a day. Okay. It was all? Memorial Day, yes. Yeah, so now you're on the Bloodline.
All right.
Timu Bloodline.
Timu. Hey, Jacob Fatu is better than them all.
Not Fatu's back. We talk about Bloodline. Yes, we are talking about Bloodline. What am I looking at? New in stock. Very, very new in stock. Possibly a couple highways away from Tom. We got WWE Elite 118 featuring Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, Tongolea, Solo Sikoa, and of course, Nia Jax. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is not like the other. She scares me.
Nia Jax figure is so good, though.
It is so good. It's how do you come out with a set? This action pack, this star pack, and have Nia Jax steal the show.
That's so true.
Who's booking this? What's going on
here? Absolutely. It's so true. So
it's a great set.
It is a great set. Yeah. I'm excited for it. Maybe I have some.
Maybe you will. Should
stick around and you'll watch with unbox with us. So.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh. So what are you waiting for, guys?
They're in stock. Don't worry.
They're in stock right now. What are you waiting for?
Acknowledge us. Use code FIG, guys. Save 10%. It says right there.
Here. Great set. Absolutely great, great set.
Yes. So, I acknowledge you.
You acknowledge me. I acknowledge you, buddy.
They're acknowledging something. Yeah. Or they're trying out they're playing the no blame game.
Yeah. Oop, I just dropped Jeff Hardy's hand. All right. Let's go to the next thing.
There's a lot of plastic. Coming soon, we got WWE Survivor Series Elites. This is a banger set featuring Cody Rhodes, JD McDonagh, second elite, 1-2-3 yes. Kid, Bret the Hitman Hart in shorts, perfect time for the summer in the SummerSlam series, and of course the Build a Nick. All this,
I was gonna affirm this today. I went to go buy it and it's on back order.
Duh.
Yeah,
we hate back orders. Don't be like us.
Yeah,
don't be bothered by the back order. Pre-order now. Well, yes. Not now. Pre-order when it comes out, but pre-order now so you're not on back order 3.
Right, exactly.
Ew,
I need that Nick Aldis. Like, yes.
Yes, I need that 1-2-3 kid. I need two of the Bretts.
Yeah, two of the Bretts. Oh, I know why. I know.
I'm not a nugget. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But great, great set. Absolute great Absolutely. Set.
I love those.
Things. I love it.
The Cody with the face paint. So cool. So cool.
Yeah. War Games.
And last
funny,
but
we
not
get
least,
a War Games Cody, but we don't get William Regal to announce War Games Cody.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. He's back and they don't use him for that.
Even better than
what
ever.
What are they doing? So, right. And last but not least.
Oh, yeah. We got From the Vault. This is us. From the Vault that I'm. Super excited to crack open, but we're looking at ringside exclusive From the Vault Series 5, including Hornswoggle in all of his DX glory. We got the Boogeyman. He's coming to get you. John Cena as the prototype with two different heads and two different John Cones.
I need those John Cones.
Do you know about Cena?
No, I'm laughing at a comment in the chat that I just saw that I will not read on air.
It's okay. Yeet.
those are still available for first pre-order, so I should go one of those today.
I got to strike oil and get these. I need both of the John Cones because you need both Raw and SmackDown.
So if you just ordered the 4-pack, I wonder which cone it comes with.
Not enough cones.
No, you know what my favorite cone is?
Ice cream cone?
How'd you know what I was going to say? Son of a gun.
It was there. I could feel it. I love me a good ice cream.
Good job.
Yeah. This is so good. Awesome set coming soon. The pre-order is like first week of July, right?
Yeah.
That's coming up.
It could be any time now. So
they literally could be in stock next week and y'all slept on it.
Yeah. So I'm going to go place my order tonight and I'm going to add another affirm. Wait, what's 12? If you have 11 and 12, what's it?
What? Potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who needs it? That's the ringside roundup. That was a fun ringside. Again, ringsidecollectibles.com. use that code FIGGUYS, save the 10%.
Yeah.
You deserve it. Absolutely. We all deserve it.
Well, I'll use code FIGGUYS. There you go.
Ooh, I like it. If use you code- do it, I do it. Then the Fig Guys are using the code Fig Guys. It's Fig Guys Inception.
And Dash uses it, so.
Next time we got to do a ringside order during the ringside roundup.
Ooh.
And use code Fig Guys and show people how easy it is.
Yeah. That's a good
like
idea.
That. Like that. I like it.
I like it. So, should we get, what should we do now? Should we go to Unbox With Us or should we go to our top Ultimate segment?
Let's save Unbox With Us for the grand finale.
Okay.
Let's go with that with our brand new segment.
Let's go. I mean, we used to do this on Fig Night, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, but we're going to revamp a little cleaner.
We're bringing it back.
Cleaner, meaner, front of the machines. Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fig Guys 5.
Felt like it was on a roller coaster there.
Oh, I don't like roller coasters. Don't say that. So, how many people do I have left on my list now? 1, 2.
How many people do you want to talk about?
Did you have
the machines?
I did not have the machines as ultimates, but I would take the machines.
Was it machine ultimates? Of the 7 machines that you wanted?
I don't even have them in order. Like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna remove this.
I'm not looking. I'm gonna say this one,
but it's I'm gonna do honorable mention, okay?
You can do an honorable mention or two.
Hold on, I'm looking now.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna do 2 honorable mentions, I guess.
Man.
And then the other 2 will be my top 5.
Well, in the great words of our fallen brethren, our truth, what's up?
We didn't even talk about that.
What else is there to say that our truth and already he started in the OnlyFans?
I think he winds up back in WWE. I really do. It's amazing. He shows up with Money in the Bank trying to grab the contract, thinking it's a new contract for him in there.
That'd be fantastic.
I would love it.
There's so many good things I would love to see him do.
Somebody else's idea that he shows up in AEW and he sees Edge and all the guys and he thinks he's like back in time.
2006. Chris Jericho, what are you doing? I would love it. It would be so good.
He can see Moxley. Let's do the Shield, bro.
He would bring, no matter where he goes, he's going to bring that beautiful love, spark, and energy that he brings everywhere.
If you go back to your text, how many different times have I texted you before this all happened that he's a national treasure? The guy is so good.
Yeah.
But
also, everybody's overlooking the fact, like everybody's talking like they've like everybody that got released is dead.
I know.
He went out wrestling John Cena like
on Saturday night's main event on national TV. So
that's a dream come true for you.
Oh my gosh, I would have wrestled Cena on Saturday night's main event.
That's what I'm saying. What a way to bow out. I think that's a great thing. Yeah, good for him.
So should we start with our honorable mentions or do them last?
I don't know.
All right, let's do them last in case we have some of them on each
other's
list.
Let's do it. I'm here for it.
So I'll go number 5.
Number 5.
Because I feel like we haven't gotten a really good wrestling figure of her, and seeing that we're getting a really good Ultimate Edition of Bayley, I'm going, we need an Ultimate Edition Liv Morgan from her Revenge Tour. Let's get a really good scan of her. Her figures don't exactly look just like her. So let's redo this. Let's get us a couple of heads. Let's get us an amazing Liv figure after the role she's been on. She deserves it.
Yeah. We only live once.
That is true. And if we don't get it, you could cry about it.
Yeah. Write the powers that be.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So. Marks. All right, my number 5 just featured on her Instagram because he deserved more. I'm surprised. Like I was looking at all of his figures. I'm surprised we do not have an X-Pac in Ultimate form.
That's a great one.
Still with company.
Think
of that. Got plethora of different gears to wear.
What would you want? Would you want 1, 2, 3 kid? Would you want X-Pac?
I want X-Pac. Okay. Ultimate Edition. I feel like Ultimate Editions, that they don't follow this formula, but for me, when I see an Ultimate Edition, I want it to be a defining figure.
Yeah.
Right? It's got to be like something that you're like, that can go on my shelf forever. I never need to deal with it. Xbox for that.
But is there anything more defining than his debut on Raw when he beat Razor Ramon?
Of course. Well, I mean, it's a hard argument, but yeah. I mean, I think for imagery wise, I think DX is the best choice.
Okay.
We got some great 1-2-3 kid elites already.
Oh, 100%. It's just so hard.
Yeah. So, unless they do the no eyebrows 1-2-3 kid.
Yeah.
But I love it. I think X-Pac is well more deserving for an Ultimate Edition, man. We got Shawn Michaels, we got Triple H.
Yeah.
Give us X-Pac, man.
That's true.
You're for it.
All right. I agree. Like I mean, that's such a great pick.
It was wow. It was literally staring at me when I was putting the list together. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
So my number four, I want Rowdy Roddy Piper from WrestleMania 3 with the long hair.
Okay, I thought this was going a complete different direction. I'm glad you stayed with WrestleMania 3 with the long hair. I'm with you. Yeah,
like he had that great smirk that day. Like he's in the ring. You could give us that head. Like I want that Piper. Like
yeah,
WrestleMania 3 leading up to WrestleMania 3, the I would love going. Give me that one.
Overselling Piper face where he's like, you know, where he blows his cheeks Ooh, out like he does.
Dude, that's another great one.
I'm here for it. That's cool.
I love it.
Taking it up, Piper had like very very one direction gear, right? Yeah. But he always. Like he was the toy. It wasn't the gear. That was so great about Piper, man.
100%.
I love it. That is a great number four. And I'm gonna combat you with my number four, which is none other than the real man's man. We need William Regal in Ultimate Edition, man.
Dude, that's another great pick.
I want like the you know, the hair up to here, to give him the purple robe. Make it like boom. I'll take that. Oh,
dude, you're crushing red robe. So far.
I've been waiting. That's why I got all these figures that I'm just like clamoring over.
And guys in the chat, Mike, I'm going to have you check our Instagram since my phone is being used as a camera to see the.
Yes.
I posted a story on our Instagram so we could read some of the people's answers. That, but
yeah.
So, and I know there's a bunch of answers. So,
well, before we hit number two, we'll say our number threes and then we'll look at those.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. All right. Number three. Okay. So I picked my number three. We've talked about this recently. I absolutely need a Sabu.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give me Sabu.
And that's another dude that was just so, his gear was phenomenal. He always looked so, so
dude,
good.
If you give us soft, good pants, you could give us a couple different color pants.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Like the bell-to-bell pants are so good. They could do that type of style.
Man, that's a great idea. Instead of getting swappable, like all these different parts, give them swappable pants.
Yes.
So. I'm so here for that.
Absolutely. So what's your number three?
My number three is it's following the ECW theme, but long, long overdue for a figure in general from Mattel. We need Raven.
Ooh.
A Raven Ultimate Edition with the leather coat.
Oh, man.
Give him one of those NWO ones. The three-pack. You're set there. You're already halfway through the battle, man. But I think they would absolutely knock it out of the park with the Raven. You can give him like a younger head and then the newer head where he's got the braids like he did. When he was the hardcore champion, I would love it.
That's a good one.
Absolutely love it. All right.
You have our comments loaded up from Instagram.
I got to figure out how to do it, but I'm working
on
it.
You go to our main page, you go to the story, you click on it, and then you swipe up when you see the question.
What do you want to talk about? There we go. That's this swipe up. Hey, all right. So let's go all the way to the end. We'll start with Mo the Fig God because he's right here. Scott Hall. NWO black and white attire or Team Demolition Ultimate Editions. Ooh.
I'm
here for that.
I think we're going to get Demolition, so I didn't put it on our list. I'm hoping that becomes a Ringside exclusive at some point.
Yes.
But yes, we all want Demolition Ultimate Edition.
I would love it. Drake Los Angeles said, Carmelo Hayes, his gears are always so fire.
He's had some great ones in NXT especially. So.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing I could pick out that I'd be like, I really want that as a figure. But I'm sure Mattel would crush it.
Oh, my gosh.
If they did. Yes. So we got our LXEL1. I don't know what that stands for, but it's a lot of reading for me. But of course, rocking and rolling with the theme, Demolition 3-pack, extra heads, entrance gear, and belts. Can't argue that.
Dude, how cool is that? If you got an Ultimate Edition Demolition, you could have different face paints. Just to,
yeah.
Like,
that's give so me many that. Good things. The kids' toys always have this thing, which I wish that we'd do somehow if we can incorporate it with blood for the figures. But you have the figure and it looks normal. And then when you run water over it,
it's bloody.
You know what I mean? I wish you would bring that back for wrestling figures, like face paint. Yeah. Imagine if a Sting figure had that. Ooh. So like you could do mid-match Sting and it actually looks like it's wearing. Oh,
that would be cool. I like that.
I like even ideas. Like
that, how they sometimes like they make the mugs that change colors with the temperature.
Yeah. So, it would be so cool.
Absolutely.
Two different face paints for Sting. Hot water does one. Blue cold water does another.
Oh, I love it.
It'd be crazy. I'm just talking out of my ass. Continue now. We got
stunk around here.
There you go. Our friend over at 3 Points of Articulation. Gotta love them. Go check out their podcast. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, but absolutely.
I couldn't
great
agree with
there too.
They do, and they got great answers because they want Crash Holly in a soft play area. I would Crash Holly.
Oh, Crash Holly, sign me
with
up
the,
for that.
Give them the big scale.
Yeah.
We need where the hell is Bob Holly?
Dude, all these people on new Legends deals. Let's so sign some
Spark
of these guys.
Plug, get
on.
Your shit together.
We got so many from Bob Holly. Let's go.
Oh, well, we got official The Wright Brothers. Hope we got that right. But we got R-Truth Ultimate Edition. Of course, what's up?
Ron Cena?
I needed to. I think Ron Cena is. Dude, we're not going to get a Ron Cena figure. Think about how crappy that is.
They got to resign him. Guys, let's keep up. I mean, listen, I heard they were chanting his name at Raw last night and stuff. So,
no, they kind of
were saying, we want truth, I heard.
Yeah. And then Punk said, how dare you chant for somebody who doesn't work here anymore?
No, he didn't.
He did.
No.
It was after. It was when the cameras were off, but he told me. sarcastically.
Oh, because he did. They did it for him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were about to murder him. You were like, I'm never watching Punk again.
I didn't say that.
We got H4ZZAR Hafoziar? I don't know. We got SummerSlam 2015. Seth Rollins. It's a great gear.
Is that the white?
I think so.
Love that.
Sign me up.
Wait, hold on. I think I have it right behind me. Wasn't that? Oh, no, I have the.
Wasn't he in the SummerSlam series?
Do I have it here?
But not as an Ultimate.
I see Bayley. I thought I had it right here. I guess I don't.
We're Googling SummerSlam 2015. Seth freaking Rollins. Run it down. Images. Yes, it is. It's the white.
Ah, oh, that's a great pick.
That is a great
pick. I considered that one too, actually. So
he comes with two belts. Come on.
Yeah. I considered that. I also considered, I didn't pick it up, is from his cash in at WrestleMania.
That is a good one too. I would pop for that too.
So
one of the best cash ins of all time.
Yeah, 100%.
So good. And then we got Lay Zero Gone Brazzy picks Sabu, of course.
Oh,
shout it out. Absolutely. I love the interchangeable pants idea. It's so good. Collection underscore therapy and APA 2-pack.
Ooh. I'm
might have stole
that.
One of my numbers off me. You're lucky I said that one. But yes, I'm so. We need Ron Simmons in an Ultimate form.
Ooh.
We need JBL in Ultimate form.
Ooh,
we need APA in Ultimate Floor, man.
Oh, yeah.
Give me all of it. I'm here for it. Interchangeable arms so they can have long or the sleeves and no sleeves.
Yeah.
So we don't have to try hunt down the chase figures anymore.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you guys for all your answers, man. That was fun. I like when we get teamwork here. It works out great.
I think we can start getting the people involved more and more. Harlem Heat, yes. NWO Black White, Ultimate Editions. There you go.
You did get sucked. I would be so down for that. We need Booker T. Talk about somebody who doesn't have an Ultimate Edition, man. Tell you to say that.
Yeah. Let me go to my number two.
Hit me with your number two.
My number two should really be my number one, but I'm at number two for some reason. But This is a guy, like, I feel like the Ultimate Edition could just outdo all other Ultimate Editions ever.
Yeah.
But Goldust. I was going to do that, but then I said, don't do it, Tom.
You have to.
Mo Fit God will be screen capping it and posting it somewhere. Goldust. Give me a Goldust removable wig with that robe.
Like, oh. Yeah.
I need Goldust.
Imagine if they did like a Barbie hair wig. He like needs where it's a legend actually.
Deal. Yeah, dude. He needs a Legends deal. So.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does.
I mean, if Billy Gunn could have both, like work there and have a Legends deal, why can't Goldust?
Yeah. So. I don't know.
Jake the Snake keeps getting figures. He works for AEW.
Yeah.
What do we
make it make
for?
Sense? Make it make sense.
Where did I just hear that? And I'm like, I like that line.
No, no.
I was watching something and they said, make it make sense. And I'm like, that doesn't stop me when I'm telling lies.
Make it make sense, Tom. Make it make sense. Yeah.
So who's your number two?
My number two is going all the way back to British Bulldog, dude. How do we not have an Ultimate Bulldog?
Wow.
Ape?
Which one would you pick?
Probably one of the recent Elite releases, because I think that last Bulldog was like damn near perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, you need him in the white gear.
The white gear, yeah.
Have to, yeah.
I also wouldn't mind Gene Bulldog in jeans.
I would love Gene Bulldog.
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect too. Honorable mention.
Ooh, we not ever Mr. Perfect. One yet.
Well, you didn't get the number one, but if. That should have been a both part number one.
That's great too, because you know what? I just thought Rick Rude. We don't have Rick Rude yet either.
We got don't we got Rick Rude in the Coliseum collection?
Coliseum collection. Good point. Yeah.
I was like Rick Rude would be perfect, and I was like, wait a minute. I took some sweet shots of Rick Rude. I remember that?
Yeah, that's right. Oh my God, those were some of the best shots ever. You have him doing the DDT.
He took out all the DDT
by Jake the Snake. Oh my God, those were great shots.
So good. All right. Hit me with your number one. Hit me with
my
your best
number
shot.
One, and this could only be done if we get all three guys together in a set. Ooh. But I want the Shield. Like, give me the original Shield, fully detailed outfits, removable. Well, the vest, they wrestled in the vest, so I guess the vests don't have to be removable. But better head scans. Let's update. Let's give us the Shield in Ultimate Edition. Ringside exclusive. Come on. Let's go.
I like it. Shield would be great. We got to get Mox.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need all three. I don't want it.
Can't we just do the Forbidden Door and figures, guys? Can we all just get along for one contract?
Listen, I mentioned all the other people getting figures who work there. Let's just let them get it.
Just do it on the sledge.
We got Magic Dad checking in with us.
Thank you for your awesome son. We appreciate it.
And thank you for stopping in and saying hi. We appreciate it.
You guys are the best, man. We love the family of Magic.
Isn't it awesome how they support him so much and they always show up and everything?
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, well deserved. Magic rocks.
He's such a good guy too, man.
He is. We couldn't have more of a better friend to call on. Magic's the best, man.
I mean, him with texting all weekend. Yankees were playing the Dodgers, but we're not going to talk about that.
No, you know, no baseball. Where ball guys will be. It'll be a different show.
I mean, I'm actually so mad at the Dodgers. I'm rooting for the Mets this week.
Hey, all right. Whoa. Let's not throw out slander here. All right. My number one is. Feel like well needed, and I don't care what form we get in, as long as he's not wearing pants. But we need Taz. We need a Taz figure, man. And why not Ultimate Edition?
Let's go.
I would love an Ultimate Edition Taz.
I'll take an Ultimate Edition.
There's so many
in a harpy. I love that.
So many people, man.
Yeah,
I can literally pull up the back of a Zombie Sailor card and be like, "This Ultimate." Yeah. It was hard to make those lists.
Yeah, it's so true. This one was very hard. I'm gonna do my two honorable mentions now.
Yes, please.
Too easy. I want LOD.
Yeah,
I absolutely want LOD. But you know, we got those awesome ringside unsanctioned figures that are so good. So
they're so good.
Yeah,
it's okay. We could take the L on not having LOD because ringside stepped up.
Exactly, and that's why I didn't put it on my list. But as well as I want like NWA champion Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, 100% yes.
Yeah. So that's with
I want a soft goods suit for him too for promos. Ooh. So you can pull the tie out and be like, yeah.
I love that idea.
Get all right up in the face. Oh, it'd be so good.
Dude, you could even do like the hard goods, but just a tie snaps in.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah.
So, that's hard times. We need the hard times, Dusty Rhodes, man. Come on.
We still got to work on the other thing we spoke about.
Yes, we do. Absolutely do. My honorable mention. Oh, keep going.
OFG, man. I want the FBI complete with Tommy Rich in the wheelchair. Sign me up.
I'll take it.
You don't hear Tommy Rich being mentioned very much.
FBI is fantastic. I love
very, very underrated Tommy Rich. Why don't we ever hear about him?
Because he's in the wheelchair.
Oh, well. So what's your honorable mentions?
Honorable mention number one was Brian Pillman.
Ooh.
Crazy that we don't have these guys. And
it's got to be coming, right? It's got.
I would love like a Monday Night Wars Walmart exclusive Brian Pillman Ultimate.
Yeah.
Brian's got a gun. wait, what was my other one? APA was on my number one, but I slid it off because I literally am up, I would love JBL, all of them. Give me JBL. Yeah. Come on.
I agree.
Why not? Yeah. And because Cardona threw it out. We need a hurricane.
We do need a hurricane.
We need some more guys like that. I feel like that era is not is dived in. Sean, I'll take a Sean Stasiak figure for God's sakes. Oh, you like Sean Stasiak. Planet Stasiak. You remember Planet Stasiak?
Yeah.
It was great. It was a terrible gimmick, but it was.
Yeah.
The toyetic. They all look
give
good.
Give me the Hollies. Give me the Hollies.
We need Billy and Chuck.
Ooh, Billy and Chuck. That's a good pick.
They're
that's a deep
Titantron
dive.
Figures were my favorite. Or they might have been, I don't know. They had the pink gear. I think they were Titantrons, but they were awesome.
So we love the Legends Target Ultimate Editions. We got four a year. What if they up it to like two a series so we get at least eight a year?
I would be great with that.
So I'd be here.
My wife and my wallet will be okay with that. But
so.
No, it's great. I'm always down for more Ultimates.
Oh, always.
Dude,
always,
I got to get I need you to look and find if you have the like the late 2000s Undertaker Ultimate from Target. I never got that one. The one that comes with the big gold?
I might have an extra too.
That's I was just thinking about it the other day and I was going through which Ultimates you need to get and I was like, "Damn, how did that one slip by?" Dude, that's a great Undertaker.
That was a Target exclusive?
It had to have been.
All right. I don't see
I can't believe I missed it.
I know I have it.
Yeah.
So I'll find
crazy.
It.
Crazy. We need more Taker Ultimates, too.
Yeah, I probably have that. We don't need more on the. Oh, no, I have enough Undertaker figures. Dude, I like the American Badass ones.
I was
like,
going to say, American Badass Ultimate would be pretty bad. Cool.
Sign me up
give us
that.
A Mattel Creations exclusive with motorcycle.
Ooh, okay. Now you're speaking my language. Now you're speaking to me.
Big American flag that he could hang, you know, put on the back of it. So that would be cool.
Yeah.
Now I want. Now I got Tommy Rich on my head.
Yeah. So, all right. Are you ready to like talk about what we got this week?
Let's go for it, man.
All right.
Best segment of the show because I get to feel remorse for buying so much, yet so much joy to get to show off stuff.
I had to make up for getting nothing last week.
Yeah.
So I got a lot this week. Like I said earlier, I got 11 figures. So let me start off. When I walked into my Walmart the other day and I texted Mike that I found this, and luckily my wife had some extra money.
Yeah.
They had the brand new. What is this? Unrivaled 17 Christian Cage with the jacket and the turtleneck. It's such a great.
Look at it.
You got it too.
How did that happen? I have no idea.
You both found it this week.
This is like my most wanted right now from James Wears.
How long have you been asking for this figure for?
Yeah.
I feel like since he started this gimmick, you wanted
probably this. Since the last time Britt Baker was on TV. I think it's even longer than that. So, no, this is awesome. I've been dying for Dent and Daddy version of Christian ready to roll.
Yeah, now here for it. I don't remember if I had this last week or when I got this. I think I got it this week, but when did I get this? Did I show this yet?
But I think you might have flashed it.
I think so too, but it's a great figure.
Listen, I need to get it. That's a great figure.
Oh, that was the other thing I had in my Ultimate Edition. I said Surface Sting I really wanted to.
Oh, Sting was one of my top priorities. But I figured I'd let it rest because I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Oh, Mother Fig God saying Liv Morgan, he agrees with me.
Well, I'm with El Grande
Americano. That's a great
one. We need El Grande Americano.
No spoilers. All right, I got more. So I was in Target the other day, and they had a brand new shipper there with the greatest hits. And I couldn't pass up Brutus the Barber Beefcake, could I?
With the silver titles.
This is from like his dream team run with Greg the Hammer Valentine. Absolutely.
This is
a great figure. It really is. So.
That's peak Beefcake.
It is. Before he was strutting and cutting and cutting and strutting and all that stuff. So
he's kind of strutting.
Yeah.
Strutting without the cutting.
Oh, you know what I watched the other night? I didn't even tell you. Speaking of Brutus Beefcake, I watched a WrestleMania 9 documentary on
Peacock. Oh, how was it?
So good, dude.
I heard great things.
Captivated from the first minute to the end.
Did Steve tell us to watch that?
Somebody told us to watch it. Somebody told us. Watched it.
I got to watch it still. Maybe that's what I'll do tonight.
It's well worth it. I'm telling you. It was so good.
I'll just be happy to see Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yeah.
That's all that matters to me.
Speaking of greatest hits, that wasn't the only one I stopped at. I had to get two more.
Stop hitting me.
I had to get Usos. Hold on. My mic is in the way.
Yeek.
I had to get the tribal Usos. So
Jungle Usos.
These are really cool. I had to get these, so I got them. I love it. I could tell
Jimmy and Jay apart there.
I think on the newer ones you can. But there was like a year ago where they kind of looked the same. But these are great. I love those figures. I'm glad I got them. Sad I missed them the first time.
Yeah.
And then
I had a couple friends had a hard time tracking down the pair. They would go to the store. They would only find one Jimmy or one Jay.
It's crazy. I've seen them. Like, I think my Walmart has both of them actually right now.
That's cool. Yeah, I've only seen that greatest hits once, and it was already robbed.
Oh, really? I saw the Batista. They also had the Batista, but I didn't need the
Batista. I got the Batista already, yeah.
Yeah, what else? I do not need any Rey Mysterio figures. I have the original Ron Simmons.
It's a good Rey, though.
And I got the Hogan already from ringside, so.
There you go. This is a great set, though.
Yeah, it was a great set.
If you are missing any of those, pick them up.
When you order from ringside, you order what you want, but sometimes you go into the store and you see something and something you didn't plan on getting.
Yeah.
And it's right in front of you. It's like, oh,
twice. I always do. I purposely will not order something from ringside just because I want to find it in store.
See, I won't do that because then I'm going to miss it.
Yeah. Well, I always try to aim low when I'm doing it.
And then speaking of things I wasn't getting, I also found a Chase Rosie.
Hey.
I had to pick that up too because I have every Target Legends.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pass it up. So
I got my non-Chase Rosie right there.
Yeah. So I had to get it. So
superheroes in training.
But that's not all. I told you I had a ringside order this week.
Well, you got a lot of good stuff.
Elite 118. I got Tama Tonga. Bum, bum, bum.
Duh, duh, duh.
I also got Tonga Loa.
Those guys look like they're related.
They're brothers. That's why the last name is the first name. My favorite of the set is Jacob Fatu. This figure is so good.
It is good. Yeah. He needs an ultimate. I'm waiting for his ultimate.
Oh, give me an ultimate of him, please.
Yeah. He's too bulky to not have an ultimate. Like, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
Ultimate edition sets it perfectly.
Yeah, so let's get me and I have like you show what you have and then I'll go to my main event for the week.
No, I know I'll save my main event too for last, but also my hunt didn't end with Christian because I also came home with a kill switch, which is super cool. I'm super pumped to finally have, dude. You know, we haven't had a Luchasaurus since the ringside exclusive.
No way.
Yeah, since the Boy and His Dinosaur.
I saw that too, but I didn't pick it up.
It's crazy. Look how good it is, though. It's got the arm gears.
Oh, dude, it's so toyetic.
Beautiful figure. Love the new box. The packaging looks great.
Yeah.
Really pops on the stands. Dude, it was crazy. I walked into the Walmart, found that. And then this beautiful little lady was sitting there waiting to greet me.
Oh, we saw your Instagram post.
You got to love when you find a good chase sticker, right?
Oh, my gosh.
But Willow in the gear, so good. This is fantastic.
I heard she was amazing in the Anarchy in the Arena.
She was. That was a great match. Dude, worth the price of admission alone.
I didn't watch it yet, and I plan on watching it. But from what I saw when I went to the AEW pay-per-view last November, her and Mir, what's her name?
Maria Smirnoff.
Yeah, whatever. They went at it so hard right next to us, me and Matt, that it legit looked like they were having a real fight.
Yeah.
I heard it was the same type of thing at Anarchy in the Arena.
But it was brutal. It was great.
So I'm going to have to watch that tonight after Raw.
Yeah, so different from her regular release is more based off of her like debut.
Yeah.
And this one's a little later down the line, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
You need to get your extra grips. Yeah, she'll fit right in with your Anarchy in the Arena.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it looks great.
Love finding me chase. Like, and there were figures missing, so I wonder if my Walmart had a chase as well, because there was no Adam Copeland there.
Everybody found chases this weekend. It was just nonstop. I was that was on
Mike
Line Luckin and
not everybody.
It's crazy. Well, talk to Mayor Aaron even found the Willow.
I saw that.
That's crazy. See much people finding the.
I think we should have him on a bonus episode. Talk about some.
I would love to. Also, you showed these off a few weeks ago, but I finally found a full set. The Monday Night Wars, Bill the Monsoon edition, and this is the one that had been eluding me, was DDP, regular version, not the chase, sadly. But my thing is with the Bill the Figures, I will not buy one if the whole set's not there usually. So
you need to do that, though, because if you find, you could just fill in the other ones, so then you might not find the one.
My hard time is always finding the last one, right?
Just so, hit up our people.
I do got to hit up our people more often.
People help us now.
It was part of that rush of getting it in store. So I finally found all four of them on the shelf at the same time. Super, super happy. And then it's not all. It's
That's
still
not
going.
All, folks.
Our good friend Dougie sent me this beautiful Rock and Sock Connection 2-pack, which is amazing. This is your life, Rock.
I think that was an Amazon, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, look at the jacket. So cool.
Awesome packaging. Mr. Rocco in all of his glory. You got all the different heads, hands, and of course it goes with the defining moments. Rock, I got the shirt down the stairs. Got some big photography planned for that one. It's so good. The only thing it's missing is it's missing Mopple. We need Mopple McClellan. She deserves an ultimate. No.
maybe FTC should get her in.
So. There you go. I mean, there's enough clowns going on over there. We can... But Tom, show off your main event, and then I'll get to that.
So my main event is something I had been waiting for since I pre-ordered it last year. I don't even remember when we pre-ordered it. But
you've been waiting for this a lot longer than that. You've been waiting for this since
is the big rubber guys right there, now. Because I don't see it.
Yes.
Okay.
The third man is in the house.
So I got my LOD big rubber guys, and I can't even see if it's centered.
Yeah,
if you can see
it is.
Okay.
It's very nice.
This is, which one am I showing off? Animal.
Animal.
I'm going to open these two in a minute. I just want
to. Yeah, please.
Them. Look how thick the packaging is.
What's that smell? No, these look great. God, look how many characters on the back. It's beautiful.
Dude, there's four more available right now. We didn't mention it in the news, but Coco Beware, Sean Mooney.
Yes. Shotzi, oh, my goodness.
And
Shotzi and, come on, who was the fourth man?
Shotzi, Coco,
Sean Mooney, and it's another person.
Oh, the genius. What are we doing?
Yes.
I saw Donna Bomb Smith there.
We were waiting. That was his cue. We were queued a bit.
Yeah. So there's Animal. Let's show you Hawk before I open him. These are going to be just like I do every time I get big rubber guys. I'm going to open them and I carry them around with me like I'm a kid for 3 days.
I mean, as you should.
And I just keep it. Here's Hawk.
Awesome.
These are amazing. Like, I love these, and like Matt said, Matt Cardona, you know, from the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, the Indie God, when he was on our show a couple of weeks ago, in case you didn't watch it, go check it out. He said they're getting better and better. But man, look how thick.
It's thick.
How thick the bob. Like, they're so good. I love these.
Yeah. Just the back of the card itself makes me a happy collector.
Oh my God.
And I don't even collect big rubber guys like that.
I was just talking to somebody today, my friend Jim, who lives locally, and we pick up figures for each other. We're like, hide them at our local Walmart. And I was like, I can really quit collecting everything and just collect big rubber guys at this point.
I could see it. Well, I think you'd miss Ultimates, though.
I would miss all. Yeah, I love Ultimates.
There's so much good stuff, but these are amazing.
I wish it had a picture of who it was on the back, because the cardboard's such a nice cardboard to save.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be really cool.
You scratch that figure.
They do, like, and again, I always thank them. Like, why can't this be on a cardboard? Right?
That'd be cool.
That graphic. I would just hang them up on my wall.
I do enjoy. Well, I see that. We do need posters. I'm surprised we don't have big rubber guy posters.
So just do the cardboard, and I'll hang them.
We should get big rubber posters.
Yeah, big rubber posters. I like
that. Big cardboard posters for big rubber guys.
Oh, Mike. It's not even near me, and I could smell it.
So you've got the
Holy
plastic, brother.
Smokes. Oh, come here, buddy. Oh, man, what a rush. See what I did there.
No pun intended. Oh, my goodness. Look at him go.
Oh, look how awesome. Look at the shoulder pads.
It's crazy.
Well,
removable shoulder pads,
and this
too.
Is Legion of Doom. Like,
yeah, this is the goods. It's the good goods.
Look, and it's not LOD 2000.
Not yet.
Look at the boots.
They're going to run out of LODs to make. We're going to have to get LOD 2000 eventually.
So good. These are Nick Storm. What is up? The Australian icon live in our chat.
What a thrush.
Let's open up Animal.
Animal.
No, smell. Hold on. The smell is just hitting me in the face. I got to take this in.
We have to. You know what
it smells like?
We have to figure it out.
You know what it smells
happiness.
Like?
Happiness.
It smells like my childhood all over.
It smells like happiness. That's exactly what it should be.
I might be 50 in age, but right now I'm little 10, 11 year old Tom.
Well, I want to buy some of those Wrestle Something wrestlers, the Bone Crunchers, and see if they do the same for me as the big rubber guys do for you.
Ooh, you need to do that. Well, look.
Those are amazing looking.
Look, they have them so you could just pose them like LOD would do back at, like,
as they should.
Like, and they've got this different shoulder pads. They're not exactly the same. They didn't cut costs by just giving them the same shoulder pads.
That's so cool. And Animal's got the ponytail.
Oh, yeah. I didn't show off Animal, did I?
Boom. Look at that ponytail with the streaks, too.
Look how cool. Look at the detail on these.
Didn't miss a mark on these bad boys. So, so good. Love it.
They are like, dude, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say something. But I think Road Warriors action figures, LOD action figures, are just my favorite figures. Not just the big rubber guys. I love the Mattels. I love Road Warriors action figures.
I love the ringside ones too. They're so good.
I'm just telling you, any Road Warrior figures, they're just so toyetic. Like, I love these.
He loves them.
Let me see the shoulder pads come off. Wow, dude,
they do.
They're sharp. So,
as they should be. Watch your eye.
Well, I got glasses on. Look at this.
Ooh, so good. Love the details, even with the laces. The little silver parts of it, like, so good.
This is amazing. Here's the back.
What a rush.
Let's show Animal without their shoulder.
Oh, great. Pick. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like he's surfing.
I think Big Bad Toy Store still has these in, guys.
That's insane.
Yeah, Nick Storm, too toyetic for their own good.
Yeah. Nick was also asking, is it a new pose and sculpt? Yeah.
They are not the same as the Road Warriors. They totally redid them. So these are great. Let's take off Hawk.
Did a great job. Look at all that muscle. This is my tough guy
Dude,
muscle voice.
These things are very sharp. Holy smokes.
He was saying that wasn't Cardona saying they're sharp as hell.
Excuse me, animal.
For that price, you need sharp.
Mike, did you have a favorite Road Warrior?
I always loved Animal.
Me too.
I loved Hulk Animal too,
but Animal, if I had to pick one.
I mean, it's Animal. He looks like he'd kick your ass.
I mean, he could. I'm not denying that.
And that's just the toy. Oh, these look awesome.
Now I don't My remember goodness. Which shoulder pad went on who. Son of a.
I do.
You do not.
Yeah, I do. Show me the shoulder pads. I need them side by side, though.
Oh, okay. I think this might have been Hawks.
Pull back a little bit. Spin it around.
Ow, they're sharp.
All right, let me see the other one.
I think these are animals.
One more time.
Hold on. Watch out, guys.
Whoa. Oh, good. I think I got it.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, side by side is perfect. Animals on the. You would be your right.
That's Animal?
Yes.
I think you're right. Let's see. Let's see the way they fit. Maybe we could tell the way they fit.
I should be right. From the top down view, I'd be able to tell you.
I mean, that fits pretty perfect.
That is it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because Hawk had the two dead center in the middle.
Oh, and wait a minute. You know how you could tell? Oh, no. They both have that. Never mind.
Spikes.
Yeah, so this is Hawk's.
Oh, you got backwards.
Oh, okay.
Laces out.
Ow. I'm going to wind up bleeding. Wait, maybe this is animals.
Might be.
Oh, no. Okay, I fit.
Tom's gigging himself.
I could always go right back. No, that's got to be Hawks.
It is because of the two right next to the head.
Yeah, like that and that. Yeah, I agree.
I'm a sucker for accessories.
These are so good, dude.
Yeah.
I got to take some good pictures of these tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, that being said, as much as I love these, and I love these so much, I think, and it's just like with the Mattels, I like the black better.
Really?
Do you know why?
I get it.
I'll tell you why.
The spikes are silver.
These shoulder pads, and I love them. They're cool. But when they came to WWE, they just seem like toy shoulder pads. Where the black ones look so badass.
I get that. Yeah.
So I think that's why I lean towards the black shoulder pads being my favorite. But again, I love them both so much. I really do.
I think the only thing I like different about the black gear to the red gear is the green in the face paint.
Ooh.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm like, oh, okay. But that's, I don't care. Give me them all. I love them.
These are so
great.
Good.
They're so
good. These are so good. Let me remove that.
No, how could you?
How would you want to?
My goodness.
Mike, you know, I think the original, the black, are still on collectmajor.com to order.
Oh,
in stock.
It's just on collectmajor.com. I have to do a collect major order because somebody in my household needs to pay a housing.
Oh, is that the wife?
Maybe. It's definitely not me. Maybe. Okay.
Why, you weren't a Boy Meets World fan?
Oh, I am a Dan Housen fan.
But did you like Boy Meets World?
How can you not? Vader was on Boy Meets World.
It was such a great show. I loved it. I could still that show. I could still watch. There's many comedies from back in the day I can't watch anymore, but Boy Meets World holds up for me.
A lot of them don't hold up anymore.
Right, but Boy Meets World is still Mr. Feeny. You know, Mr. Feeny was the voice of Kit.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure.
Hello.
It's my useless 80s knowledge.
Hello. It's good 80s knowledge.
Yes, that's true.
I love Kit. We need a Kit Ultimate.
A Kit. Oh, give me a Kit Ultimate.
Man, we need Mr. That's what we need. We need to start doing, Mattel needs to start doing what Major does. Start blending the IPs.
There you go. Didn't Steve announce on our show that there's something coming soon?
Yeah, but I'm saying we need, maybe it's Boy Meets World Vader Ultimate.
I'm fine with that.
The Rock from the 70s show?
I got to go and figure out. I got to make a nice Road Warriors picture later tonight.
He's still playing with the Road Warriors.
Oh, dude. They're good. Gonna be days.
Okay, yeah,
gonna be
I know
days.
You are.
So,
all right. Are you ready?
Are you Triple H?
What?
I said, are you Triple H?
know, baby.
What's up, Jim? The big Texan Hofferth.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us.
Hello, sir.
I should put a sleeve to Road Warriors on here, right?
I mean, we're going to do some Austin.
Oh, okay.
So give them the spotlight real quick because they still look great. Okay. You're like, whatever. We got time for Stone Cold. I got Road Warriors.
I always got time for Stone Cold.
Well, good thing you got time for Stone Cold because, guys, guess what I found when I was at Walmart with this awesome, awesome, beautiful run that I just had. But I found what? We got Stone Cold Steve Austin Ultimate Edition. Before we rip it open, it is a Sabu crossover shirt.
That's a cool
Thank
shirt.
You, Nick.
I think you just unboxed that last week, didn't you?
I did. It was a beautiful shirt. Good remembrance. Oh. But yes, let me fix my focus here. Focus, gentlemen. Focus. What? We got Stone Cold in his awesome, iconic, getting arrested gear. How can you not love that? It's so good. I'm here for it. New shirt. We got shorts. We got handcuffs. Plethora of hands. We got beer. What? Soda? What? Cans. We got a bunch of cans. But let's do some magic here. Not magic almost. It's almost magic, though. Just check it out. Who's ready to roll? It's Stone Cold Steve Austin. This thing is not only the best looking Stone Cold, I think this is the ultimate Stone Cold, if you will. Check him out.
Dude, arms. Nick Storm just said it in the chat. The definitive Stone Cold figure, ? I think so.
Yes, 100%. Let me tell you why. No, he's got the bigger arms. I mean, the head scan is awesome. I love our graphic for today's episode.
Oh, so, like, dude, that picture's amazing.
Yeah, I took a picture of Austin with the belt, cheers in it, with the beer. It looked great, but then our graphic slayed that. It was so much better. But he's rocking these awesome shorts, very Stone Cold, above the knee. Got a respect of representation there. He's got the knee brace, which is removable. That famous tattoo with the short boots.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. No Velcro on the shirts. I'm loving the no Velcro on the shirts. Bad bones. We got the graphic on the back. We got the skeleton in the front. Comes with, again, a plethora of hands, two beer cans, these awesome tiny handcuffs. This is my favorite. No, but it would be cool if they did it. But we got, this is my favorite head skin of it. The laughing, obviously, him getting arrested, the iconic photo.
Wait a minute. Could still put the handcuffs on because all you had to do is take the hand off, put the hand on.
Oh, dude, you could put them on. I mean, even beforehand, they're stretchy, so they're not super hard. But, I mean, talk about a best thing to do.
I just thought of that. That's so cool.
With your Ultimate Edition. Yeah.
Yeah. Popular. I love it.
Boom. He's getting arrested. You son of a bitch. When you say this ain't over, Vince, not by a long shot. Yeah, it's so good. What? But he's also got his ring gear underneath the Velcro.
Why is Moto Fig God saying, how dare you, Tom?
Timu Tom? Territory Tom, but he's rocking his black trunks underneath. Thicker legs than the previous Austin. So he's bulky, guys.
You just pants.
He needs to be, but he deserves it. It's hard to get, that is one gripe, is it's hard to get the shorts over the knee brace as it just seamlessly fell off right there.
You can't take the legs off?
No, you can't. I wish. What would we be doing if we could take the legs off?
Wow.
That'd be crazy.
The boots don't come off for real?
I'm sure you could take the boots off, but I would never.
Okay.
No, I'm not messing around with that, but I mean, this is iconic. This is the best.
So good.
Stone Cold Steve Austin to date. And I don't know how you can perfect it. I don't know if you can get any better than this, man, because this is so, so awesome.
I got one thing to say about that.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
Here, we can. I love that we're getting beer cans.
Oh, I do too.
Soda cans. Cans of. So there's. Ain't about me. Look how good he looks when you, the beer cans in his hands, he's ready to cheers. He's like, oh, yeah. What is he singing? He's singing Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, baby.
Kumbaya, the Lord. But yeah, you got awesome, pissed off Austin face.
We need Kurt Angle singing Jimmy Crackhorn.
We need that. That needs to be a two-pack. We need Kurt Angle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Austin. And then he got the I'm dropping the stunner on your sorry ass head. So good, man. This is one of my favorites. Yes. It's got the cans of tuna.
Mike.
What?
Does this possibly rank up there in figure of the year?
I don't know. There's a lot of figures out there that could be up for figure of the year. This definitely is the best Austin, period.
Okay.
So, yes, it's got to, I mean, you could totally contend for figure of the year.
Yeah. I get that.
Look at him. Look at him. He's ready. He caught the can.
Yeah.
We need a Mark Eaton figure.
A what? A Mark Eaton?
Yeah. So he could throw the beer cans to Stone Cold.
With the same guy always throws them to him?
Yeah. Timekeeper has many trades. Many trades. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure that's all I got this week. But then
We both had nice runs this week.
A sweat. It was a lot. Yeah.
I guess you could tell what my favorite thing of the week was.
Hanging out with me?
But always. But I mean, what I got this week. Me and the Hawk have the same haircut. No.
Dude, he's drinking. All right, he's drinking.
Oh, how many heads good does steam he come with?
Three.
Oh, three.
We got a plethora of Austin heads. Here, let me do this. Let me get a better zoom. And we'll go through the heads real quick before we get out of here. Ah, that's way too close to me. Way too close to him.
Oh,
that.
My gosh. Look at that.
That is such a good scan, man.
That is sculpt, so good.
Whatever you want to call it. Look how good, thick his arms are, though. It's amazing. Dude, it so really good. Fills out. And then you got, again, the I just dropped the stunner on your ass. It's a good one. And I love the very stern.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate that. I'm glad you found us. That's really cool. Oh, my gosh.
Jim, we appreciate you, man. But I mean, look at that. That is phenomenal.
Dude, I almost feel like
Look how good the knee brace is.
Dude, it's so
It's
good.
So clean.
Is it a working knee brace? Holy
It's smokes. Bracing. It's holy. And I believe it comes off. I seen somebody post because they took their knee brace off and put it on this leg because they had two of them. But I think he probably just heated it and pulled it off.
Oh, gotcha.
Be so cool if it detached, though. Oh, maybe it does. It does. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Just like that. It comes apart.
Oh, wow.
See? So you could take it off. You really can use it, hit somebody in the head with it, put it back on.
Ooh.
Ooh, knee pads. God, Clyde.
That's so awesome.
He's about to call us both a jackass. Look at him.
What?
Mulan, Hershey the Wonder Dog.
You guys enjoyed Cardona on the show. Stay tuned for what's coming up.
Well, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Maybe.
Not soon.
I don't think we work that quick. But
no. But let's put it this way. I've been messaging with getting somebody else on the show. So.
Is it Zack Ryder?
Zack Ryder's dead.
Yeah, I always wore a leather show. Not fair.
Yeah, he passed. He left us. So, R.I.P. Zack Ryder. R.I.P. Zack Ryder. Mike, anything else before we get out of here this week?
I don't even know. So much. So much has happened. So much has happened. I'm pumped, man.
Me too.
Go check out some more photos of mine. Go get X-Pac to share it. I want X-Pac to see it.
Yeah, guys, keep tagging X-Pac in it and send it to him so he sees that awesome photo.
No, it was a fun shot.
Yeah, it was a great shot.
That was funny because I thought I had it. Yeah. Then I sent it to you, and then I was looking at it, and I was like, man, no, it doesn't fit the picture perfectly because he needs wider spread. And you know how hard it is to pose an X-Pac figure without displacing hips like the Ultimates do because he could, wink, wink, nod, nod.
I mean, I explained why I like the black better. I mean, if it's better, I don't know if it's better. Maybe it's better by just a hair. You know, I got
to
take.
They don't have a lot of hair for it to be better by.
Why you got to.
I was talking about. Why you gonna do that?
I can't think of the word I want to say. I hate when that happens.
Why you gonna be like that?
Yeah. We're hair. What's the word I'm looking for? Hair.
Challenge.
Yes. Why do you have to hair, like, hurt
follicle challenge
of us? A hair challenge, people. Right. So I can never have a haircut like Animal, but I have one like Hawk. All right.
But hey, I don't know if photographer Tom could have pulled off the Animal look.
A great looking solar panel on that head. That's funny. So,
I love it, dude. What a good week for figures.
Oh man, it's always a good week for figures.
Sometimes it's bone dry.
Yeah, that's true.
That was my most successful Walmart run
in forever
since 2013 or 2000.
Wow.
Whatever that photo I posted
today. That photo today did so well, too. That was such a great pick. I saw you posted in a group. Like, dude, what are you not posting that for?
I was posing around having fun. You know, there's the handcuffs on him. He's
so
rocking.
Good.
Look at there you go.
It's so good.
Little BDSM Austin.
If anybody needs a Triple H Ultimate Edition for Monday Night Wars, let me know. My Walmart has them sitting there.
That's probably why you didn't see Stone Cold yet.
We never saw Lex Luger.
Well, good news. You got a package coming that's got not only the total package. You got a Stone Cold in there too. It's a win-win.
See, I can't lose.
So sometimes it pays to wait because that way you get free figs. It works out.
Who doesn't like free figs?
I mean, I love free figs. Our contest winner, Sean, he loves free figs.
Yeah, he probably got it yesterday.
I hope so.
I should send him a message, make sure that it arrived okay.
What a rush.
What an episode.
What a fig guys.
LOD, Big Rubber Guys. Go to collectmajor.com. Buy more Big Rubber Guys.
Yeah.
There's four more up for pre-sale right now. Sean Mooney, The Genius, Coco Beware, and Shotzi.
Yeah. So, I'm here for it.
I'm excited. I got to order.
Shotzi looks awesome, too. The helmet
really
comes
off. It's so toyetic. It really is.
So goofy. I love it. I love goofy things. Shotzi is a very, very toyetic woman, but she's got cool gear.
I wonder where she winds up now. We'll see.
I don't know. I can see everybody just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
I would love to see more people do what Cardona did and not sign.
I was just going
to
say, exclusively. I give Cardona so much credit because the class that just got released, they just seem to embrace it. And like, okay, yeah. I'm going to go make this work on my own now. And
good.
I saw an interview with Cora Jade. She was on Hawani, whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
And she's like, my dream is still to go back there, and she's going to go work her ass off, and she'll get back there one day. I fully believe she will.
Listen, so. if you make enough noise, eventually the door opens again.
Yeah. So.
Except for me.
She said that she's open to go to AEW. She'd been there before, so we'll see what happens.
It's cool. Listen, yeah. I love, you know, my favorite part about all of it is that we get to see. If Rusev didn't go to AEW, we would have never seen Miro, and we wouldn't have this awesome character that Rusev is developed into because of it.
100%. I saw
and that goes for everybody.
Throwing shade at Rusev and Aleister Black already, be like, oh, they're back to where they were. I'm like, guys, would you relax? They just got back.
It's not like Aleister wasn't gone for 5 years.
Right. Like, stop it. Like, come on. Like, they're going to be
Miro, too, though. I mean, he was gone for a while.
Dude, I think he was gone longer than I thought it was longer.
Maybe.
Right around the same time, probably, if we looked at
it. Something like that.
So.
There you go. He's getting arrested.
There you go.
We're hauling him off. We need more security guards, too.
Ooh, J&J head on over security. To Figure Toy Company.
There you go. J&J Security does not look the part for arresting Stone Cold, though. They're so small. Like, Austin's not going to get arrested by them.
All right. What do you say we get out of here for the week and we come back next week? Do I still have the LOD on the screen? Oh, I do.
You do.
Oops.
You got an LOD. We got Austin. We're having a good time here, I think, guys, like we always do. What?
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Thank you all for joining us. Again, we're at Official Fig Guys all over social media. All of our links are on our website, thefigguys.com.
Yeah.
Go check it out. You can get all of our links there. Listen to our podcast. I mean, if you watched it, I guess you don't need to listen to it, but if you do, that'd be cool.
Brownie points.
If you're listening to it and you want to see what we're talking about, just head to our YouTube channel.
Look how good that works.
Episodes are there.
And
if not, watch our reels because I'm going to be getting reels ready tonight as I watch Monday Night Raw on Tuesday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah. I had to work last night, so.
It's all good. You get to enjoy Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely. And I get to watch it without commercials now.
Yes. So even better.
Yes. Do you know what's not better? SmackDown is still 3 hours.
And lots of commercials.
It was
no matter
supposed
what.
To go back to go 2 hours, and it didn't. So
it's all good.
So, thank you. See, Nick Storm is going to go back and rewatch the episode because he missed the beginning, and we're on demand. People demand us. It sounded good.
Hopefully. Hopefully. It didn't sound good. I love it.
All right. I love it, too.
Yeah.
I guess until next week. Any closing thoughts before we get the hell out of here for the week, Mike?
Stone Cold, go get them. Woolworths, Ringside, Figures Toy Company. Wait,
did you say Woolworths?
Woolworths.
You mean Smith's. Walmart?
I said, well, I don't know. Remember what I said. Walmart,
what year
Ringside,
is it? Not,
Figure Toy Company,
in
Venture.
In the 70s.
Like, your local Woolworths. Venture.
I remember Woolworths. Taking me to Woolworths. You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why? I don't know. This is what I'm here for. This is what I do. I'm here to cheer up and jog memory.
Did you have like Caldor and Pergament in Chicago or no?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I live in purgatory in Chicago.
I thought it was hell when I saw the price of how much your figures were when I was there. So
nobody believes me.
I'll say this before I get out of here. Guys, who's here? Anybody here on TikTok? Stay tuned. I'm going to be doing an unboxing on there maybe tomorrow. Let's open up Elite 118 live on TikTok.
Do it.
So,
minus Tamina. Why did I say Tamina? Nia Jax. She fits in too. Get Tamina on the phone. Let's get
her
up.
Like, they're all part of the bloodline. So,
just need a bloodline 50 pack.
A bloodline 50 pack. They could do like a monthly subscription where every month you get a new member of the bloodline in the mail. So
the bloodline crate.
So, all right.
Acknowledge your tribal chief. Let's do it.
I acknowledge Sabu.
I love it.
So
always.
Right, until next week, we're going to head out of here. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you on social. We'll see you on TikTok, and we'll see you back here next week. Same time, same channel. Don't miss it. Until then.
Yeah.
Big guys out.